Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the glorious name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. We've been sharing about waiting on God. And as I shared, I think on that initial broadcast, we tend to think of waiting on God as if we were waiting in line. But there's another way we can look at that. Wait also means to serve. We're all familiar if we've gone out to restaurants where a waiter or waitress serves you and they are being attentive to your needs. They are fulfilling everything they can in their power to make your dining experience a pleasant one. At least a good waiter or waitress will. And that's what we're to do on the Lord. We're to wait on Him while our purposes, our destiny is being worked out, that He's opening doors. And you know, I personally wish He would just let us know down the road. He'd give us a full picture of what's happening, where we're going, but He doesn't do that. Nope. We see that in the Word. He told His disciples to go in the town and meet a man with a donkey or a pitcher of water. He just laid it out step by step. Why? Because He's wanting us to trust Him in faith, to know that as we take one tiny step and we obey Him, that then there's going to be another step He wants us to take, and we can trust Him that He won't allow us to go into harm or danger. So we've been sharing three important things that we can do while we're waiting on God. First one is to delight ourselves in Him. We were looking at Psalm 1. His delight is in the law of the Lord. That's verse 2. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. Let's look now at that second exhortation, to meditate on the law of God, or the Word of God, the Bible. What does that mean? Well, so often we think it just means kind of mulling over in our mind, thinking about things, but actually the actual source of that word means to talk to yourself. That's something little kids do, as well as older folks. They talk to themselves, and some of us in between. We talk to ourselves, and it's basically an inner dialogue and an outer dialogue. It means to mutter, to basically, your mouth is speaking the things that your mind is agreeing with. And of course, this should be the very positive things of God. What does Philippians 4 and 8 say? I trust that's a familiar scripture, but I'm going to take the time to read it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I'm just going to share my opinion with you here, okay? I think as Christians, there are some ministries like, oh, no, I don't listen to the news. No, I'm just in the Bible. Well, beloved, you have to be fully persuaded before the Lord what He would have you do. But I believe as Christians, we need to be aware of what's going on in our world. If God has called us to pray for rulers and leaders as He's commanded everyone, how can we pray if we don't know what's going on? Now, with that, there's a balance. I know some Christians that all they do is sit in front of the computer and they're looking up every crisis, every tragedy, every natural disaster, and they spend their time totally on, the prophetic fulfillment of the end times, all these negative things that are happening. And I just suggest to you, there's a balance. If we constantly, and I've had a friend say she was, into that, listen to this, listen to that, and by the time you're done, at the end of the day, you have anything but joy. You have anything but peace. So, beloved, let God minister to your heart what He would have you to do. But I do believe we have a responsibility as Christians to be at least generally informed in terms of what's going on. Otherwise, if we're not praying, Who's praying? No one. And what does that, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways and pray, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Let's not just complain about the problems we have in this present evil world and hour in which we're living, but let's storm the gates of heaven. Let's believe God for victory, because Jesus has provided for everything. We are more than conquerors through him. Praise God. Well, having said all that, that's my opinion, beloved. And you just, you know, ask God to perfect that which he wants you to do, the perspective and focus he would have you to have. And there may be times you're just shut away. You know, it's balance. That's the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. That's our slogan. Praise God. Anyway, beloved, we're talking about meditating. And basically, you might say, well, I can't, you know, you're married, your spouse, you know, my husband, I can't think of one good thing. Well, does he go to work? That's something to rejoice about. Praise God. And I guess what I'm just trying to emphasize is that God does not want us to have a negative mindset. I know you've known people that way. Maybe you might be that way because of all the pain and the hurts you've gone through in your life. I know. I've gone through a lot in my life, and I've said, God, I don't want to be negative. I don't constantly want to be looking at the glass and say, oh, well, it's half empty. Yes, if it's half full, it's either half empty or half full, but it's our choice how we choose to interpret the glass of water or the circumstances of our lives. Even in the worst possible scenario, what does God say? He promises that all things will work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So, beloved, God wants you healthy. I yearn in the love of Christ to see my spiritual family thriving and in health, being joyful and joyous as carefree children of God. Does that mean we're blind, stupid, or irresponsible? Of course not. But we will have such an anointing, such a power, such a grasp on the things of God and what he wants to do. People say, well, Jesus came to save sinners. Well, actually, you know what the word says? Jesus actually declared what his mission was. He said, he was speaking to Paul, he said, I am come to bear witness to the truth. And beloved, that statement, that mission statement, if you will, of Jesus encompasses everything else he came to do, to save sinners, to open the eyes of the blind, to set the captive free, to send his Holy Spirit to lead us in the way of righteousness. He came to bear witness to the truth. And that's what we're called to be, witnesses of the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, beloved, I want you to believe for a new beginning in your life. Things do not have to be the same. You know, your circumstances might not change, but the first thing you have to do is change your attitude, change your mindset with the help of the Lord. I promise he will help you. He wants that for you. He does not want you suffering. He does not want you looking under every bush for the next way the enemy is going to attack. Not that we're ignorant. He's given us the weapons of our warfare, but you know what? He's given us the full armor of God, that we can be fully protected against every device, every strategy of the enemy. So, beloved, you shouldn't mourn one more day. There's a bright new day coming. We may weep for a season, but joy comes in the morning. And, beloved, let me tell you, Jesus is coming back. And by the way, prophetic end time scenarios are shaping up. It may be very soon. We don't know the moment, the day. We can know the season, and it's getting close, beloved. The signs that Jesus said are all happening. Wars, rumors of wars, calamities, famines, all these things are occurring. So, beloved, we need to be determined in our heart that we are going to be healthy. And sometimes we can be put in very dark places by other people's decisions. Look at Joseph. Is that a classic example? He got thrown in a pit by his brothers. He got sold into slavery. Then he was accused falsely and ended up in prison. He sovereignly, by the help of the Lord, interpreted the dream of a baker and a butler of the king who were in prison, and then they forget about him. Or, well, the baker didn't. He wasn't around very long, but the butler survived. And Joseph asked him to remember him to Pharaoh. And of course, he forgot about it until the Lord gave Pharaoh a dream. So, beloved, it doesn't matter where you're at. There is victory. There is joy. And there are times you might need someone to pray for you. I was in a situation recently, and I called a fellow minister. I wasn't calling to ask for prayer, actually to discuss something of a practical nature. I shared what had occurred, and she immediately began to pray for me. I had done all the right things, but I was still under that oppression. There'd been attack against me verbally. And it wasn't until she prayed that the pain left. So, beloved, when God says, when two or three of you agree, when I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer request, you may not have someone that you can pray with. You may not have the ability to go to a pastor. You may not feel free sharing with you, even with your best friend. So God has raised this ministry up as an intercessor for God's people. I pray and fast regularly. Every day I bring God's people before the Lord in prayer. And it's a personal ministry. And I believe that's why God's blessed this ministry, because it is genuinely that. There's not a staff of people answering letters, but only I will read the letters that come in. So, beloved, if you need prayer, don't put it off. The Holy Spirit moving on you, jot down that contact information. All right, moving on quickly. We need to be planted, and that's very important as we meditate upon the Word of God. What does the Scripture say in that first Psalm? He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Beloved, that's so important. If you feel right now a lack of confidence, you might be in a wrong relationship, you might be planted in a wrong mindset, the Lord, ask Him to direct you in a place in the Spirit where you can be planted. And if you're able, physically able to get out, He does encourage us to be in the assembly of the saints, to be in fellowship with one another. Sometimes there's physical circumstances or geographical, there's no church around, but He's wanting you to be in Christian fellowship. It's so important. Well, my time has flown by again, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you can be with us. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, dear ones. Thanks for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.